Dictation for Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Johnson, Dr. Fuente dictating, October 26, 23, date of birth, May 17, 1964. I saw Sherry during dialysis Mount Pleasant. Last visit was in the hospital in September. Since then, she was admitted with gastrointestinal bleeding to Midland. As far as I can tell, no blood transfusion was needed because of multiple medical issues. Gastroenterology decided for no EGD. Hemoglobin was stable. She was in the emergency room twice for multiple falls. The last one admitted October 16 and discharged October the 21st. New findings of enlargement of the liver, spleen, ascites. Diffuse edema and Nasarca. She's being evaluated for potential aortic valve replacement. There is non-obstructive coronary artery disease. And does have preserved ejection fraction of 57%. There is no major disease of aorta or iliac arteries. Does have severe tricuspid regurgitation and moderate pulmonary hypertension, which might explain the liver congestion and secondary changes. Hepatitis B and C was negative. Testing for antinuclear antibody was positive. However, antimitochondrial and anti-Smith has been negative. Complement levels were not decreased. Anti-double-stranded DNA is also negative. She has chronic leg ulcers, but topical treatment, no antibiotics. She has refused to go nursing home. Has refused to come more than 3 days a week. She's 4 or 5 kilos above target weight. Appetite remains poor, denies vomiting or blood in the stools, denies chest pain palpitation, does have low blood pressure for what she takes, midodrine. I review all the notes since I saw her in the hospital, as well as the results of blood tests, imaging, cardiology. Next paragraph. Dialysis chemistries. Her target weight is 61, she's 67.2. Blood pressure runs in the 100s to 110s over 70s and 80s. She looks minor tachypnea, jaundice, pallor of the skin, diffuse edema, present decrease on bases, loud systolic murmur, no pericardial rap, distended abdomen ascites, uses a walker. KTV was 1.26. We are using a left-sided AV fistula. anemia 9.3 with a ferritin 530 saturation 23%, low albumin 2.9 multifactorial, potassium at 5, elevated phosphorus at 6, non-compliant with diet or binders, calcium less than 10.2, and PTH 209. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Mrs. Johnson continued dialysis, advised her to come 5 days a week, short treatments as a way to remove fluid, given the issues of heart failure, valve abnormalities, secondary changes of liver disease with ascites, likely portal hypertension, and generalized edema nasarca, low albumin first spacing, present taxane removal appropriate, discuss about diet and binders, continued management of anemia with Mircera. Later on, I discussed with primary care doctor. I shared with her the concerns about multiple medical issues, high risk for operative procedures, even if it's endovascular repair. Cardiothoracic surgeon are requesting her to have all her teeth removed as a way to prepare for surgery. Patient has refused in the past to do hospice or palliative care. Continue educating the patient. End of dictation.